Tony Danza, it's Standards and Stories at the Ridgefield Playhouse on Saturday night, and we're chatting with him on First Thing Fairfield County 95.9 The Fox. Now, this is like a traditional sort of stage show, cabaret style, that you've been touring around for a while.
That's right. It is sort of a throwback. The title is pretty self-explanatory. It's a bunch of the American songbook, a little bit of off the beaten path, though, and with great arrangements by John Otto, who was Rosemary Clooney's arranger and music director, and now with me. And I got a 4-piece group, and I tell some stories about my professional and personal life. I do a little tap dancing, and then I bring out my secret weapon, my ukulele. That's right. It came into my life, and Alan, I never played an instrument. I talk about it in the show. I didn't have any musical training or anything like that. I just wasn't interested. You know what I mean? I hadn't figured out that in order to be interesting, you got to be interested. You know, I just found that out last week. But this thing came into my life, and I swear it's so beautiful. I recommend it to anybody. You should get one. I'm telling you, you can do anything. You could play like, 5 foot 5. You can do all that, but you can adapt the American songbook to it and sing ballads on a ukulele.
That's incredible. Now, you actually did it on, you played the ukulele on Broadway, too, when you were in Honeymoon in Vegas. Is that where you learned it?
No, I had been fooling around with the ukulele, and Jason, Robert Brown, knew I played it, so he wrote a ukulele song for me.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. In fact, I do that in the act because I have a Broadway section, and that's one of the things I do in the act.
How did you come up with the set list? What made you choose these particular songs that we'll see on Saturday night?
I think, I talk about this in the show, too. You know, my mother introduced me to Sinatra when I was a kid. You know, she used to play the music, play the records while she made me clean the house. And so I had an older cousin also who turned me on to a lot of the music of his era, the doo-wop and so on. And so I had an ear for it, and then I really got into the words, the lyrics in some of these songs that they wrote. It's just incredible. I mean, not only romantic, but sometimes just profound. Like, there's a song I do in the show called Please Be Kind by Sammy Kahn. And like I said, they're off the beaten path. It's not like songs that you've heard over and over. Some of these happen. For the most part, they're off the beaten path. But he says in that song, he says, this is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Please be kind. And here's the line I love. He says, this is all so grand. My dreams are on parade. Alan, I've had my dreams on parade. So that touches me, that song, you know. And it's been like that. It's the songs that touch me, the songs that I've been singing.
Now, you actually got to meet Sinatra. You got to work with him. He was in an episode of Who's the Boss?
That is correct, sir.
That was a big deal when that happened.
Well, let me tell you, he was so nice to do it for me. But, it plays into a bit I do in the act about introducing my mother to Frank Sinatra. Now that.
I'm sure your family, well, I know you're from New York. I mean, your parents growing up in New York, they must have just been in love with Frank Sinatra.
Well, my mother, my father was, you can take him a leave, but my mother, get it.
Tony Danza, Standards and Stories, the Ridgefield Playhouse on Saturday night. We know you from screen. We know you from stage. You can sing, you can dance, you play the ukulele. You were a professional boxer. Is there anything that you can't do?
Are you kidding me? There's so many things I can't do. But you know what I can do? I can tap dance.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, so that's in the show, too. You know, there's got to be some tap dancing in the show. And I've been studying, I've been studying with a guy. You're a radio guy. Maybe you remember, there was a group, I think in the 50s, called the Rhythm Kings. And one of the guys is named Hal Shane. And I was sitting on Columbus Avenue in New York, and you could hear the siren. I was having a Bloody Mary. A guy walked up and started tap dancing next to me. So I said, I know that step, because it was from the Slowest Soft Shoe, which is a famous Honey Cole's number that Gregory Hines and Tommy Tune performed. Anyway, I started studying with him, and he's got me doing some really different things. I'm so excited about it.
And we're going to see it all on Saturday night at the Ridgefield Playhouse. And this is the last show of the tour. You've been touring for the past couple of months, but I think this is the last one of this particular fall tour.
You're 100% right. It's time to take a break. You know, I did a TV show this year. I just did 11 all over the country and in Canada. So I'm going to go out and spend some time with my kids and my grandson in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Go out for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah. By the way, Rich feels lucky because by now I got it right. You don't want to be the first one. No, you know, Alan, I'm not kidding you, Alan. This part of my life, so. You know, you really need to go out and do it. You know, and some nights you're singing in a performing arts center, and some nights you're singing a ballad as the roller coaster goes by. But that's the only way you can learn how to do this. And so I put in my time, and I'm really, it's just been so exciting to do the show. It's so much fun.
Now, you just mentioned you just worked on the series The Good Cop on Netflix, where, of course, you portray somebody named Tony. Is that a requirement? Do you have to put that in your contract?
Well, you know, we tried Dennis. It didn't work. No, I'm kidding. No, you know, I don't get me wrong. I think the part was written. I'll give you a little insight here. The show's written by Andy Breckman, who's a savant and a legend. But and he's the creator of Monk. So
yep.
I think when he wrote this show, it was with Tony Shalhoub in mind.
Okay.
And when he went to Netflix, they suggested moi.
Oh.
And somehow I ended up with the show. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, but so I think that Tony wasn't even involved with me this time. But then what are you going to do? Okay, I'm back. I'm Tony again. But I'm Big Tony. I'm Big Tony this time. Big Tony Caruso. And Caruso, the singer. Caruso, the tenor. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I love the show. I love working with Groban. Shooting in New York is like the greatest thing in the world. I mean, it just really was a great, it was so much fun to do. I hope we get some more episodes.
Yeah, they film it in New York. So are you still an East Coast guy, or do you split your time between the East Coast and the West Coast?
No, you know, I really am in New York. I live in New York. But I go out and see, I got grandkids. My son got boys, and my daughter lives out there. And so I go out and see, I do a lot of visiting. But I'm a New York guy. I got to live here. I love it. I can't live anywhere else. I love the city. I love the subway. I love walking. You know, I love it. By the way, I want you to know something. I'm very lucky because I have a decent view of the park, okay, of Central Park. The whole park is green still.
Oh.
Except for one tree. Except for one red tree in the middle. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm having a love affair with the city.
Now, you're a New York guy. You grew up in Brooklyn, so I got to assume you're not a Red Sox fan, but I think from your Instagram, you might be a Dodgers fan.
Well, I root against it. I root, you know, the other night in Fenway Park, when they were beating the Dodgers, they were chanting Yankees suck.
They were.
That's right. So, I mean, the rivalry is intense. I can't root. First of all, I was in L.A. for 35 years. Tommy Lasorda is one of my best friends. And you know what Tommy Lasorda says? If you don't root for the Dodgers, you may not get into heaven. So I was a Dodger fan for a long time, but I'm rooting for the Dodgers. Yeah, it doesn't look good.
No.
The Red Sox are awful good.
Yeah.
You got to say that. You got to give them that. They're awful good. God, they're good.
Tony Danza, Standards and Stories at the Ridgefield Playhouse Saturday night. And I got to say, it's kind of fun. The tour is ending right here in Fairfield County because, as you know, Who's the Boss took place in Fairfield.
I know. It's hysterical, right? There's a weird symmetry to it. I'm really excited to come up and do it. I got some friends coming to see it, too.
Oh, nice.
So I'm excited about that, too. In fact, I think Hal Shane is coming. I think Hal Shane is actually coming to the show.
They're rebooting sort of all these series. They brought back Murphy Brown and Roseanne. Has there ever been any talk about bringing back Who's the Boss or Taxi or something like that?
A lot of talk about Who's the Boss. I didn't hear even, I heard Taxi, but, you know, we're it'd be an older show. The demographic would be pretty tough. But I did hear that they talk about the divorce, but it's not something that I would be interested in doing. You know what I mean? It seems like I want to go forward. That seems like going backward. And I mean, and I love them. If you could get everybody, by the way, you know, we couldn't get Catherine probably, so who'd want to do it without Catherine?
No, yeah. Mona was a classic. Helmet,
my soulmate. I'm telling you, the greatest.
Tony Danza, Standards and Stories, the Ridgefield Playhouse this Saturday night. Sounds like a really wonderful show, and best of luck with The Good Cop as well. We can't wait to see you on Saturday night.
All right. I appreciate it, Alan. Thanks a lot. I really do. Come out and see the show, and if you come say hello.
Sounds great.
Okay, my friend. Thanks again.